SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی
Monday, May 26th until Saturday, June 1st is Food Allergy Week, and Australia has one of the highest rates of allergies in the world. With us today, Craig Johns, CEO and founder of Mugu, a line of natural skincare products for sensitive skin, eczema and psoriasis. Thank you for joining us today at SBS Kurdish, Craig.
Thanks, Rosa.
Australia has one of the highest incidents of eczema in the world, and the number of the sufferers are rising. Do we know why this is?
There are quite a few theories. So food allergies and eczema and asthma are all sort of tied together, and they've exploded. For example, in America, between 2007 and 2017, food allergies went up 50%. So something very serious is happening. One of the theories is to do with the gut microbiome, so the type of bacteria that you have in the gut, that it needs to be well educated about what's a genuine irritant and what acceptable. And so that's why theories like have you heard of the hygiene hypothesis, Rosa?
Yes, sure I have.
Yeah, so the hygiene hypothesis basically talks about that when you're a baby, that you need to be exposed to a range of different sort of dirt and, maybe parasites and things like that, so that your immune system becomes used to a wider range and then doesn't react inappropriately to something like peanuts.
Yeah, so you mentioned it has to do with the gut. So how much diet and certain foods can affect chronic skin conditions?
Oh, well, definitely. Yeah, food can make you break out an eczema. If I have a mango, for example, I will break out an eczema after a couple of days. And also if I brush against Banksia trees, I'll break out an eczema. And so eczema is similar to a food allergy, really, in that it's your immune system thinking that something like mango is toxic for you, and then breaking out in either an allergy like choking or eczema, which is your skin breaking out into a rash.
Mm-hmm. So the timing for Food Allergy Week is also crucial to raise awareness for sufferers of skin allergies. So we have months of winter ahead of us. Could you explain to us why is this?
So dry skin is more prone to eczema as well. So in the winter, the air is quite dry. You tend to have long, hot showers, and hot showers can dry out the skin as well. So the tip there is after you have your shower, just try and keep it like a not steaming hot shower, like a lukewarm shower is fine. Mm-hmm. And then after your shower, try and moisturize to lock that moisture in. And then your skin is less prone to eczema.
As we know, there is no cure as such for eczema, psoriasis or other dermatitis, despite the fact that it has become more common. But how could people manage this irritable condition?
I think it's important in the first year of a baby's life. I think that's when you can do help the most. Some of it's genetic, of course. For example, people from East Asia that move to Australia are particularly prone to eczema and food allergies. And the theory there is that in Asia or in East Asia, they're exposed to a wider range of different foods and a wider range of different pathogens, irritants. And so when they come to Australia, we have quite clean and sterile environment, that leads to more allergies. So the first year of life, I would say it's important to make sure that to be careful with antacids, for example, because antacids in a baby can change the gut bacteria. Be careful with antibiotics. Obviously, talk to your doctor, but try and be careful about how much antibiotics you use, because antibiotic use in the first year of life can also increase your risk of various allergies. Obviously, try and breastfeed if that's possible, particularly in the first couple of months. So that's when you can do the most to help prevent allergies. But that's not to say that it's a guaranteed cure or anything like that. Sometimes it's just a case of genetics and not much you can do. I have a baby or a child that's allergic to fish, and there was nothing we did differently to our other children. It just happened that she's allergic to fish for some reason.
Sure. So for severe cases of eczema, for example, there can be medicated or steroid creams. And especially in children, how many side effects can these sort of treatments have? And can they be used for a prolonged period of time?
Yeah, that's a good question. So if you have a bad outbreak of eczema, you should definitely go see your doctor, and your doctor will give you a steroid cream, as you mentioned. And that's basically an anti-inflammatory drug that is the best short-term treatment. You shouldn't be using that for a long period of time because it can have side effects such as thinning of the skin. And some people also find that they get addicted a little bit into the steroid cream, and that if they stop using it, the eczema will come back worse. So the best way to use a steroid cream, you know, talk to your doctor obviously, is to use it for a short term to get it under control, and then to move to something that you can, that's healthier, that you can use long term.
So what are your top tips for those who have this chronic allergy and eczema, how to prevent it from breaking out and becoming a severe case?
The first thing is to be very observant. So of something that's changed. So for example, in my case, I wasn't aware that I was breaking out in eczema, that it was caused by mangoes, because it would be 2 or 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know why it was always coming out at the beginning of summer. And then somebody else noticed that summer was when mangoes were starting to be served, and I was eating the mangoes. So anybody that's got eczema should be looking at what's different. So let's say your child has rolled in the grass that day or the day before. That could be triggering it. And then you try and eliminate that and see if that eliminates the eczema. Same with foods. It's called an elimination diet, where you just eliminate a particular food. Let's say it's cow's milk for a week, and see if that helps with the eczema or something else.
Well, Craig Johns from Mugu, thank you so much for joining us today at SBS Kurdish Radio.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
لگل SBS رادیو بشی کردین.